Good morning on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer. Let's review this past week's market activity. And to do that, we'll visit with Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. Well, first of all, Heather, let's get the weekly numbers. Kind of back and forth, yo-yo, typical holiday trade through most of the week. And then Friday happened, which was really big for the soybeans. But give us the numbers here at the end of the week. Where did we end compared to a week ago, Heather?
Yeah, I think it's a real victory actually this week, Chad, because even though we were down pretty hard at the beginning of the week and then we close up really positively on Friday, we come in very little change actually. So looking at old crop corn here, March 19, we're off about 3 cents on the week. Dece 19 corn off about a penny and three quarters. So I take that as a victory considering the type of yo-yo situation we had this week. And then if you look at beans, showing them down about 2 cents week over week on the Jan board, and then the November 19 board off about 0.75 cents. I take that as a huge victory to only be off about 0.75 cents and 2 cents when we have some significant swings on that bean market this week. And then if you look out at the July 19 Kansas City wheat, that board took it a little bit rougher week over week, down about 5.75 cents, got a lot of uncertainty out in the Kansas City wheat, or excuse me, the wheat market in general. So only being down 5 when we saw some pretty big swings again feels like a small victory in my book.
All right, well, let's talk about some of the news items for the week, Heather. And it seems like more and more people are starting to talk about weather out of South America, both Brazil and Argentina, seeing some challenges in their own rights, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely, this is their portion of the growing season where the weather really matters as far as what kind of bean production they're going to have and what's going on. Now we're seeing Argentina with some serious issues around some potential flooding. I think all U.S. farmers can relate to too much rain during maybe some important bean season time frame of this year. So I do feel for them, and that flooding is never a fun issue to be dealing with, but that is a major concern with the Argentina bean crop. If you look at Brazil, there's definitely good pockets of Brazil that the weather's kind of straightened out and it seems like it's all perfect. And then you get to some of those outlier regions where it's maybe not as important of a growing area, but still a significant amount of beans are grown. And we're seeing, again, either some serious drying conditions or some serious wet conditions. So there's this mix all over the place, and it's adding a little bit of weather premium into the market for us on beans. My only piece of maybe, advice here for guys is that put yourselves back in the shoes of where the market was in that June, July, August time frame. And we kept seeing weather premium come in on a Thursday, Friday, and then nothing happened over the weekend, or it wouldn't be near as much as far as the weather goes. And then Monday, Tuesday, we come back and markets are down again. And so we've seen that last week and the week before when we're talking about weather issues with South America. We see a little bit of a bump on Thursday or Friday, or maybe just Friday. And then the next week, oh, nope, everything was fine, or it wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. So again, premium comes back out. So we're sitting here kind of in this same scenario where we could be back in this yo-yo, day-to-day trading that we're kind of got used to this summer if you were paying attention to the markets and the U.S., crop progress and weather. This could be the same kind of thing we're looking at versus the South American crop. So, keep that in perspective. When we see these rallies on a Thursday, Friday, if it gets us to values that are kind of a least loss situation and it gets you started on marketing, take advantage of it, because most likely we're not going to see a lot of long-term, upward continuation for that weather pattern, probably coming in the next week, and we see profits come back out of that market and the market come back down.
Yeah, definitely. And of course, we have another week next week of holiday activity, and it's probably going to be light again as well. Just as we kind of wrap up here, Heather, just some thoughts about, having a plan together. I know your averaging is going to get going here if it hasn't already, but the importance of having a plan and ready to pull the trigger when some of these things present themselves, right?
Yeah, I think December is kind of the perfect example of why you have a plan, why you know what sort of quantities and values you want to execute at, because we did get an opportunity, not at a very, home run number, but we got an opportunity somewhere in that 970, 965 to 970 futures mark for November 2019 beans. It doesn't sound real pretty, but my goodness, it is one of the best numbers, best values we've seen on beans in 6 months, maybe 9 months. And because for us specifically, you know, we have a plan, we know what kind of quantity we want to execute, we get on the ball and we do it, we're able to take advantage of that stuff. Now, what I recommend for every farmer to do is, you know, have a plan, know what type of percentages they want to sell in, and what's your starting level value. And your starting level value, it may be rewarding yourself after the market's rallied 40 cents, and it might still be somewhat of a loss or barely at a break even for you on your operation, but you got to know where that ballpark is to get started and what the volume is, because this market is moving way too fast for you to actually take time to digest it every time the market does something. You know, that 970 hit somewhere around the, I think, 15th to 18th, somewhere in there, and we're already 30 cents off of that yet. So, you know, it's one of those things, you got to be quick, you got to be able to make decisions. And if you're not good at that, then I highly recommend you look at working with someone who is good at executing and making those decisions for you, because it's going to make all the difference on your operation this year especially.
All right, very good. Thanks so much for the insight. Appreciate it. Heather Ramsey at the ARC Group in Lincoln. For more information, you can call them toll-free at 866-574-2724. They're also online at agriskconsulting.net. That's a recap of this week's markets. We'll talk to you again next week. I'm Chad Moyer on the Rural Radio Network.